Amen, amen.
Glory to God. Say we are faithful men. Say we are faithful men. Say we demonstrate. Say we exemplify faithfulness for others to copy. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated briefly. Thank you. 2 Timothy 3:15. Thank you, everybody. I cherish you all that you able to make today, traveled far and near. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. I value you all. Even when I correct you some, I will never forget I value you all. Is that clear? Is that clear? Or you have to stand on your chair. Is that clear, guys? 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from which thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. 16, all scripture given by the inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now you can see something clearly in this place. He's saying scripture is given for doctrine, right? For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Look at those things together, right? We're talking about reproof, doctrine, correction, edification. I will be a bit fast because we have a lot to do today. Now, see all I just read out. Can this be practiced in the marketplace? Can this even be practiced online? Reproof, doctrine, correction, instruction in righteousness. Amen, amen. For instance, do you know EG now in how we instruct people? We instruct people not only based on doctrine, we also instruct people based on personality. That means there are some people that we can use hard ends on, there are some people can use soft ends on. I mean, some people can be hard on them, some people can be what? Soft on them. That means also, even in reproof and correction, there must be one-on-one accountability. There must be one-on-one contact. There must be one-on-one rapport. Sorry, just try and pick what you can and just follow me. So, for this to be properly done, there must be a regular gathering, like a school. Like a school, a regular gathering. For this to be done properly, there must be a regular gathering. Look at those elements again. It can't be done on Facebook. It can't be done online. It can't be done in a marketplace. Instruction, doctrine, correction. That means, how do you correct a man? Let me ask this question. More time, do you tell people to correct you or people see you and correct you? Which one actually happens? People see you and correct you, right? That means correction is not about I am telling you what I am doing. Okay, sorry, I just told mommy's meat. Mommy will not correct me. Is that what happens? No, mommy will catch your hand as you are about to what? Dip the hand. I know that's what you do when you are young. As you are about to dip the hand to the thing, mommy caught you. So then she what? Corrects you by how would she correct you? No meat for how many days? For 1 week actually. Amen, amen. So Ephesians 4:4. So, like I love to say, which you should have understood in this place, if you don't love God enough to relocate close to a good church, you are an hypocrite. If you don't love God enough to relocate close to a good church, you are an hypocrite. Not you, anyway. That's just a general statement. It's hypocrisy. That's better. So, because what God seeks to do for you, to do in you, it could only be done in a gathering where doctrine will be available, instruction will be available, correction will be available, everything will be available. That's how God can bless man. That's how God blesses man. Are you with me, brethren? So, like I say, if you don't love God enough to relocate close to a good church, that is just clear hypocrisy. God's help comes to us in a constant gathering, in a regular gathering. God's help comes to man, comes to us in a constant gathering, in a regular gathering. Ephesians 4:4. In a constant gathering. Regular gathering. That's where God's help comes to us. Ephesians 4:4. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captive to captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also was descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11. Let's read 11 to 13 standing. 1, 2, go, yes. And he gave some prophets and some. Why, yes? For the. See we. In the. Unto a perfect man, unto the. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated. John 21, verse 15. Very clear. You could see that means in the church, he now gave men. Of course, you understood that he is saying based on his ascent, descent to hell, based on his death, burial, and resurrection. That's what verse 8 and 9 is saying. He now said he gave gifts. Okay? That means the same way you say I have redemption in Christ, same way you say I have righteousness in Christ, same way you can say I have a pastor in Christ, praise God. Same way you can say I have a teacher in Christ, I have these men that are given to me to build me up in Christ, same in Christ, same in Christ, same in Christ that you add righteousness. It's so bad that some people, they will accept their righteousness package, they will reject their tutoring package, their nurturing package. No, you don't reject that. So, see John 21, verse 15. You don't pick one and leave the other. That's what shows a responsible believer. When you say, no God for yourself, that is a very cantankerous statement. Very bad statement. No God for yourself. So, the person that preached to you, if the person knew God only for himself, will you be saved? No. That's selfishness. How do you say no God for yourself? This little light of mine, you cage it, you stay in one corner. No. John 21, 15. So when they are dying, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this, more than the fishes? He said, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. So from that place, what do you think is the qualification for ministry? From what I just read, what is the qualification for ministry? From where I just read right now, what is the qualification for ministry? Feel free. Come on, guys. Feel free. Is it just love for saints? I don't like money. Let me see your hand. Pastor Joshua, you don't like money. I don't like a car. Let me see your hand. So what is he saying here? Come on, help me. What is the key statement you must circle here? More than this. How did you pass your exams? More than this. Right? So, lovest thou me more than this. So, has Jesus spoken against the fish? No. But, hey, he said, do you love me more than this? So, if you love him more than riches, gold, career, family, boobe, what must you do? Next thing, feed my. How do we show we love Jesus more than this? By what? Of course, no, that statement is a lot. That means before you can feed, you must be fed, right? Clear. So, now, guess what? Why was this not a private message to Peter alone, to maybe to Pastor alone, so that the flock too will be willing to eat? He's saying, guy, imagine. Oh, God. Do you know, even from all, I know I'm saying a lot, just try and write down as much as you can write. From all natural standard, Peter was not even fit to fill into this space, in this place. Because you know the things he just did, right? Very not too good. But at all costs, the church needs leadership. At all costs, the church needs leadership. A man that can feed, that can feed others. So God gave us men to grow us up. He gave us men. Acts 20, 28. That's just God's pattern. 20, 28. Well done. I'm sorry. See, I have lots of songs today. Pastor, you see, powerfully available to over bless us. Say glory.
Yeah. You know, you must be stretched like this, eh? And today, such day, just drop your wristwatch. And also, the choristers are getting used today to get ready for us. Okay, Acts 20:28. Want to go, guys? Yes. Take it. Yes, and to the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to do what? To feed the church of God, which he had. Now, look at that word there. He said, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you what? Write that out. Overseers, Greek word, episcopos, something like that. Episcopos, that's a Greek word. It actually means a superintendent. It means a guardian. It means a man charged with the duty of seeing that things are done by others rightly. And that's a lot. A man charged with a duty that things are done by others rightly. Some of you think the way your pastor asks you questions that he's trying to intrude into your privacy. No, he is charged with a duty to see that you do things perfectly, orderly, rightly. He is charged with that duty. That's why he's the pastor. He said, obey them that have the rule over you, for they wash over your soul. So that they can do it with joy, not with grief. Hebrews 13, verse 17. So they are charged with the duty to see that you do things well. That is the job of a pastor. Philippians 1, verse 1. God calls them overseers. Philippians 1, verse 1. Paul and Timothy, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi. With the what? Bishops and what? Deacons. And that's who you are in this, in the past. That's what this means for you. Bishops and what? Deacons. Leaders. Say, every church must have a leader. Say, the church of Christ must be led by men. Very clear. No, it's not a type of WhatsApp group that says everybody is a leader, everybody is free to contribute. That thing, God is not there. All those things, if you are seeing such a group that everybody is in your presence, everything goes, everybody is a leader. Go and leave the place. God is never in disorderliness. He's not there. You are in a group and there's no clear leader. Select somebody to oversee. Somebody should be talking when nobody else is talking. Somebody should be leading. Whether that's our following. Is that clear, guys? Praise God. Over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Overseers. So God is not glorified in anything close to disorder. No. Saints, at times we grew up with the message that, I must say my mind, though. If I don't say my mind, there's something will happen to me. You say your mind. Who needs your mind? We want to renew your mind. Even your renewed mind, even the renewed mind itself. It's not every time you will say it. We see, check it. We set the example for the renewed mind, right? Praise God. After your mind is renewed, we set the example for that renewed mind to know the degree of the renewedness. Amen. See that Hebrews 13, verse 17. Let me not paraphrase for you. Obey them. See Hebrews 13, 17. That have the rule over you and submit yourself for the wash for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Don't forget that. That have the rule. Say rule. I told you. See, military should actually... See, that's the joker in the church is that it's actually authority plus love. Amen. We obey because of love. Praise God. It's so funny. So some people find how difficult to match the two together. How do I obey in love? That's the church. The love of God is shed abroad in your heart already. Amen. Praise God. So that means, in military, you obey because of fear, right? You obey because of dread, because of terror, because of lots of stuff. But in church, you do, in fact, much more obedience, but out of what? Say love. The love of Christ. Say love for all that Christ stood for. Say love for all that Jesus wants to do in the world. Think about that. Out of the love for all that Jesus seeks to do on earth, we show love. We honor. We obey. We follow. That means, even though Pastor Jude is doing, sorry, I call you Pastor. Yes, it's the same thing. He's instructing me. I'm not too happy with it. But out of, remember that scripture, considering the end of their conversation. at times when you just think that Pastor Chair is too hard, Pastor Joshua is just, no, I know Joshua is hard anyway. I cannot celebrate you. Well done. Amen. Amen. I know he's hard. Amen. I have to beg him, Abba, be cool and relax. Sorry. Okay, I will take the stripes for him. So, but at times, before you think that, leave me, is it only you? Consider the end of his what? Conversation. Look at why he's telling you to do what he's telling you to do. Remember that guy, of course, this is not a good, too good example. That man, he was told to go and wash and be healed, and the guy was vexing. What? Someone called himself, God, come. The man told you to go and bring what? One big money. Then won't you pay it? He said, yes. He said, but he says, come and what? Wash, and for your sake, be healed. Praise God. Are you with me? So, that's the point. 1 Timothy 5:17. You see that word? It's not for fun. We don't like, believers don't like this. The word rule. Of course, not you. Not a believer like you. Let the elders that rule well. Say rule. That rule well be counted worthy of double honor. Especially, which type of people? In singing and dancing? In what? Amen, amen. Say in a divine assembly. May we not have a lead? May we not have a singer that cannot teach doctrine? Say in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Fire. Say fire.
Fire.
Say 5 years from now. 10 years. 15 years. May we not have anyone that we more than can see that does not know doctrine. Seller, yeah, you get what I'm trying to say. Before you will mom and can sue, you must have sue for how many hours? That's it. Thank God, Bookie is back. That's your church, we celebrate you. You have put some ridiculous sisters that are looking for husband at the front of the church. They'll be welcoming first time. We celebrate you. Pastor is preaching. You are celebrating people. God, the day that will happen, let this church close down. Amen, amen. Amen!
Amen.
Say fire. Actually, I'm not joking, actually. May not happen in my days. Amen. When I hand over to glory, 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 glory. Okay, so now please follow me closely. James 5:14. So because we have leaders. Things must be done in order. I will explain that. Now, this is how we can have a lasting impact. I told the workers in training somewhere a while ago, I said, suddenly me and my wife just took a trip to Nyanki, and you didn't see us for 2 months, 3 months. You must not say, don't worry, everybody is a pastor. Let us come here. No, you will come together again. You will be taught well. You will do, like you do B. If your leg is what? Too dirty. And you select one person. Praise God. Of course, by the Spirit. Anyway, it was by the Spirit. And you look for a mouth, honest report, right? So you select one person again. Because God cannot help the world in disorderliness. God cannot. He cannot. What the church seeks to achieve, it cannot be achieved in disorderliness. Oh, candles to go banter. A new man will have a mind. See, a new man will have a mind that is permitted to wander. Sorry, I didn't know how I'm putting this. God's new man will have a mind that is actually permitted to wander. That is why he gave you men to keep you within limits. In the predestination of God, man will have a mind. The mind we do skelewu today, it will be correct tomorrow. Because of that fluctuation, he gave you men to oversee you. That That is why we don't teach without instructing. What happens when you teach without instructing? What happens when you just teach people doctrine and you don't tell them what to do? Huh? It results into what? So what happens if you are instructing without teaching? So what is manipulation again? When you are just issuing out what? Instruction without what? Without first teaching why. But what of teaching you the right thing without telling you what to do? That is license to sin. Indulgence. So see James 5:14. That's why after teaching you about redemption, without tell you, yeah, go out and preach. We will not wait for you to say, okay, I will go and preach in my community time. No. Now go and do it. It's part of the work of the church. So God wants to achieve all he wants through the church authority. Write that down. God wants to achieve all he wants through the church authority. That is how God wants to achieve all he wants. It's through church authority. James 5:14, is any sick among you? I will explain all this though. Let him call for the elders of the church. Now, it's not because it's only the elders that James 5:14. It's not because it's only the elders that can minister to the sick. No, but the order we seek to keep is superior to the healings you seek to get. I don't know if you get that. I didn't know if you get that. You didn't get it, right? I didn't want you to get it, actually. That's how fast. But it looks somehow. But I said, the order we seek to keep is superior to the healings that the sick seek to get. Oh, God. We can all be healthy and everybody goes well. Come here. I'll explain. That is why, of course, church leaders, they must be strong in the things of the Spirit. Clear. Hope you know, gift, charisma, is one of the things that has been used to disdain the purpose of the church. Gift, charisma. It's one of the things that has been used to disdain the purpose of the church. Especially when ministered by those that are not in support of the purpose of the church of Christ. Especially when ministered by those who are not in support of the purpose of the church of Christ. See, I'm not saying those who are not pastors is no. When you see a man that could openly say, I see him, I see someone on him some days ago, he said, I'm called to make you billionaires. That man is not in support of the purpose of the church. He's not in support. So whatever gift, whatever charisma, whatever grace he has is a curse. Your gift of healing can turn to a curse at the end of the day. By the time the gift of healing was now used to do what? Okay, the people who pray for them and die, you think they are helping Christianity? But they have a big church. No, they are doing more damage to the faith. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12:28. So I'm saying, why we rely on the elders is because, for ministration generally, is because is to further aid the purpose of the church. You get this rightly before I finish. Now, 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God, let me wait for you. Let's read this one together. Come on. Let me wait for you. Let's read this one together. Well done. Come on, be fast. We still have songs today. We still have like 3 hours sermon today from pastor, like day one. Amen. Say amen. Say I will be taught, and I will be taught, and I will become the taught in my thoughts and in my help my rhymes now. Okay, 1 Corinthians 12:28. Want to go? Everybody want loud voice. Want to go? And God has. Again, what is that first phrase? And God has set some in the church. First. Now, once you are just seeing this first, secondarily, well, don't really start a melter analysis of who is the first, who is the second. Just write in your notes, When I hear church, the next thing that comes to my mind must be order. When I hear church, the next thing that comes to my mind must be order. I got that from Pastor Michael's message somewhere. The next thing that comes to your mind should be order. 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 So, for instance, right now, I'll just give you, like, I will teach more on this on Opposites 4 that is coming later. Then maybe, this is just an extract of that. So, for instance, how should prophets operate? Prophets should operate orderly, in tandem, in support with the purpose of the church. What of the gift of healings? They operate orderly, in support with the purpose of the church. What of miracles? The same thing, orderly, but in purpose with the purpose of the church. Never in competition with the church, but in line. Not in competition, but in line. In line. Some things can gratify us today, but cost us tomorrow. Something can cause a temporary excitement, but can damn a whole generation. So, in your activities of the gospel, you are concerned about continuity. How God ensures that happens is order. And how God ensures order happens is authority. Sorry, write the one you remember. Sorry. I don't remember it. Don't worry. Just write that one. Some things can help us today, but cost us tomorrow, if you permit them. Just like if you see a licentious brother, or you see somebody that is given to so much disorderliness, but say, but he's the only dimension of God. No, it's so ridiculous. And not a believer to, you see a believer that is in a world church, you now have an health challenge. Instead of you to stick with God's word, okay, don't put your head by that place. Come on, it looks like you are tired. Don't give me that impression. So, instead of you to stick with the word, what would they do? And I say, but there's one man. And the man, they are usually where? On the what? On the mountain. Or maybe it's Igbo. Where would they be? Huh? In the valley. Amen. See what? There is one man. One man. You will now go to the man. The man will now man you. And you'll be manned. At the end of the day, you will now come back. Whether ill though or not ill though, You are so. That was a mad. Stick with the word. Of course, get me rightly. Don't get me wrongly. Say the gift of healings. They are in the church. Say, but yet, we minister them in order. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 14. We do a brush through something right now. So the gift of the Spirit must be operated in tandem, miracles, everything, with the purpose of the church, not in competition with the church, but in line. Not in competition. So God deploys the word and the things of the Spirit to bless us. Very clear. The word, the things of the Spirit, they are all that God has deployed to bless us. See, if you are a dishonorable person, God is not interested in using you in His church. He's not interested. If you don't value the purpose of the church of Christ, Matthew 28, God is not interested in using you. He qualifies those He has chosen. And those He has chosen are those who says yes to His commission. Okay. And also, that is to leaders. Also, if you are a dishonorable person, it will be difficult for you to be blessed in the church. Because the tools that God will use to bless you are what you are dishonoring. As if you are a dishonorable person, it is difficult for God to bless you Because how will God bless you? Through the people you are dishonoring. Take that down. Take that down. Amen, amen. So, please, write down this statement. Since the word is what God seeks to give us, that means a church leader is so qualified because of his ability to teach the word. Since the word, okay, since the word of Christ is what God seeks to give us, that means to feed the saints, right? That means a church leader is so qualified because of his ability to teach the word. Ability to teach the word. So, also in the teaching of the Spirit, we have an hierarchy. 1 Corinthians 14. Let me show you something. Let me know when you are there. 1 Corinthians 14. It's also in the teaching of the Spirit, we are given an hierarchy in the Word. The Word gave us hierarchy. Give us hierarchy. You will see something right now. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. Let me know when you are there. We're just going to pick some verses. Verse 1. Okay, if you are there, want to go, yes. Follow after what? Charity and desire, spiritual, but rather that you may. Okay, maybe, verse 3, but he that prophesies speaketh unto me, to edification, exhortation, and what? Comfort. Verse 4, yes? In an unknown tongue, edifieth himself, but he that what? Prophesy, edify the word. Don't forget, if anything will bless the church, it must be in what? In order, right? Are you with me? Are you with me? So, if prophecy will bless the church, how will the prophecy be? In order. Now, relax. Verse 5, yes? I want that you all speak with tongues, but rather you, what? Prophesy, for greater is he than he, except he interpret that the church may receive. Okay, verse 12. Go to verse 12. Even so, for as much as you are zealous of spirituals, seek that you may excel to the of the church. Verse 18. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. But verse 19, want to go? In the church. 5 words with my understanding that I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an. Verse 23. Verse 23, yes. If therefore the whole church will come together unto one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, would they not say, you are mad? Verse 24, want to go? But if all what? Convinced of all is judged or for 25, and thus are the secret of his heart. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is. Verse 26, yes. How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you at a what? At an. Last verse, yes. Let all things be done unto what? Awesome. 27, yes. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by cause. Oh. Verse 28. Want to go? Yes. Read verse 26 to 28 again. Not out of read again. See something there. No, just read yourself. So, although everyone can have a doctrine, although everyone can have a tongue, although everyone can have a what? Revelation. Although everyone can have an interpretation, but is it a must that everyone will speak? Why? Because by the time you are seeing 27, 28, you are seeing that, oh, we can say yes to this, say if somebody is speaking, there is no interpreter, tell him to go and keep short. Tend to keep quiet. That means order controls all this. Verse 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. 39 and 40. Want to go? Yes. Wherefore, brethren, convert so prophesy and forbid, let all things be done decently. And now, in this chapter, count how many times church is used. Be fast. Count. In this chapter 14 alone. Count how many times you see church. Fast. Come on. Can't. Fast. Come on. Scan through. Pastor's finger. See 7. I see 8. I see 9. What Abraham has it? Amen. 9 times. Okay. Clearly, what is the topic of this chapter? If you want to give one word for this chapter, or one phrase, what will you call it? Chapter what? Which of the things of the Spirit? Orderliness in the what? Or trans gift. Or, in fact, I can even say straight orderliness in prophecy. Because prophecy must even be the result of your tongues. Because already in ministering to others, tongues without interpretation is already cancelled. So even in the prophecy, say, let the prophet speak what? 2 or 3. Then, hold on, let somebody what? Judge, right? Now, follow me. This shows that prophecy is a big part of church practices. It's a big part. It's very big. Prophecy is a big part of the practice of the church. Prophecy is beyond what I saw in the dream. Prophecy is beyond word of knowledge, word of K and W. Prophecy is beyond discernment. Don't forget, prophecy, edification, building men or exhortation, comfort. So in prophecy, you can align people with the will of God. In prophecy, you can withdraw people from the will of the flesh. In prophecy, you can direct, you can instruct. See, in prophecy, you can align, you can withdraw, you can direct, you can instruct. You can instruct. See it again, though. I say in prophecy, you can what? Align, you can what? Withdraw, you can what? Direct, you can also what? So this, oh God. Who remember there was a time, the time when I said that when I disallowed one-on-one prophecy in church, remember? And I said, okay, since I'm not sure of what you will tell you, okay, until I am certain of what you will tell you, everybody, grand stop. That is order. So, since prophecy is a big part of the church, it must be moderated by church leadership. First, write that down. It must be moderated. This small thing can help you. It can save you in the future. So, prophecy must be moderated by church leadership. I will explain. It must be handled well. For instance, in Edifice Assembly, at least, averagely, can we all teach the word? Yes. But when the pastor is teaching, you all listen. You all pay more attention. You all regard more. Same within prophecy. I will just give you some instruction right now, which I will teach better later in maybe giving you a simple series to etc. For instance, in church, as a member here, you cannot run a wire on a prophecy you receive from a first timer. That is, prophecy does not mean it is saved coming from anyone. I don't know if you are getting it. The issue is because prophecy has been tied more, so much to the church, more than any other gift in the Bible. More than healing, more than miracles, more than any other gift, prophecy has been tied. But in prophecy, we shut people's course for ministry. That means, now, that is, of course, I must not say something like it's only the church leaders that can prophesy. No, that would be too extreme. But everything, funny enough, that is why it's so difficult. Everything must be judged. If Sheyi prophesies to you right now, And he says, God says the Lord, oh, Jude, I see you. U.S., White House. And he's seeing White House. You must bring it out for what? For judgment. And I said, the White House, he's not talking about, you know, see, he's not actually talking about the one in America. There's actually a White House that is in a village in Kogi State. That is the one that God is talking about. Amen, amen. So I'm trying to say something. I'm not saying it clearly. You get it later. Pastor is here around to help us more. So I say, as a member here, you cannot go anywhere based on a prophecy you receive from a first timer or from a rebellious church member. Right down there, or from a rebellious church member. You see someone in church, let's pray. She doesn't pray. Let's do it. She don't do it. And he give you prophecy. You should not listen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh God. Also, do you know as a worker, you cannot instruct your pastor in prophecy? Because this gift is more tied to church leadership. I will explain. See the word I use, you cannot instruct. Please use those words. Use my words, okay? I will explain this if you pay attention. You cannot instruct. The gift, especially utterance gift in the church, works with church authority. If not, things will spoil, brethren. Things will spoil. Utterance gift in the church, especially, it works with church authority. See 1 Timothy 4 verse 14. Okay, as charismatic, we must be careful. Gift is not everything. Gift is not everything. Gifting is not everything. Just say the Lord is not everything. You can follow just say the Lord. And of course, I've read that place for you. That will be in Numbers. In Numbers of Deuteronomy. Say if there is any divine dreamer of dream that comes to you, that gives you a sign, and the sign comes to pass, but now tells you that let's go and serve other gods, say you must what? Don't listen to him. Call him across. Imagine it with Galatians 1. I say you should go somewhere, Jerry. Yes, where? 1 Timothy 4:14. Slowly want to go, yes. Neglect not the gift that is where the which was given thee by with the laying on of the hands of the who are presbytery. What can that version? Order of elders. That's actually the word in Greek. Order of elders. Don't allow yourself to be edified out of the will of God. That is not even edified again. That will be what? Unedified. De-edified. Pay attention. See, same thing. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6. How did Paul, is it who gave? Who gave Timothy prophecy? Is it Marcus? Is it John Mark? Is it Demas? Imagine if Demas is the one that gave Timothy that lay hands on. Okay, 2 Timothy 1:6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the what? The gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of who? My hands. See, charismatics, be careful. Utterance gift can take you out of God's purpose. It was so funny that in a church, our church, now it's so funny, I have to give you this example. In our church, somebody was giving a lady a prophecy a while ago, because in that program we are a bit more. And in the prophecy, he was saying, I can see. What you seek to get in ministry, you cannot get in this church you are. I'm not joking. The guy is here. He said, now you have to start go and be listening to this man online in church. Now, this church. Prophecy, not just talk. Prophecy. Amen, amen. If you see our friends that usually send you daily prophecy, you know, I have friends that they are just, you know, just sending you, yes, I see into your life, I see. What do you want to see? Matthew 28, we have seen that for you. Go and do it. That's all. Matthew 28. Every utterance we give you that is not in tandem with Matthew 28. Just, what is that? That is why, do you know why church is important? Some of you are hearing that. There is no, even if you say you saw God in white, he told you. Like, let me give an example. Let's back Kelvin. If he told me that God appeared to him, I say, God, my son, the next thing for you to do right now is to go and marry. I'll say, go and tell God that you're not yet serious. You have not passed on the exam in this church. Where is he? Where is he now? He's not anywhere again. Amen. You will not come in after service. You still say, oh, that means you didn't tell God who you are. Oh, tell God that we know you more. Yeah. See, God, this is not poor God. That poor God. God, you don't know me. Let me go and tell my pastor. Praise God. See, prophecy works and is judged with church authority. Church authority. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That means if something flies, if something like why I'm saying that right now is that this is a meeting that very soon that will be blessing one another, everything will be much more, and words may be flowing across. You must never receive a prophecy and you are confused and you go and pray about it. I'm coming. Once you are confused about a prophecy, the next thing is not to pray, it's to do what? It will do what? If you don't get it, I will slap you. Joshua. It will do what? It will do what? Run to your pastor. Run to your pastor. You get that? Then I say, don't pray about it. Oh. Yeah, I'm coming. And that is why. See, and that is why I have seen one very ridiculous brother. He was here before, not here, very before. That because, I didn't know, because he's tall, small. He's not even as tall as me. And because he was calling a minister somewhere, I was saying, let's edify. And he was trying to lay hands on Bookie. You may not remember. I was trying to lay hands on that. Are you high? Oh, Megbe. In Christ, their class. In church. You cannot pick IJ now. And he said, yes, I'm seeing you. Now you will go. You will go. You will go and come. You will go where? When you and your leaders, I love the way Zibuki and Ifeda does that. We will pray together. When we pray together, if I give her 1,000 words, when she's giving me 10, admonition, your leader can instruct you in prophecy. You will not go and say, yeah, me too, I'm seeing for you. Yeah. You will. Some people think gift is a reason to be higher than who you are. No. In fact, it's a reason for you to be gentle. Calm. Are you getting me, brethren? Are you getting me? Don't worry, we'll see our pastor today, tomorrow, and Friday. These things will be made much more clearer to you. So, again, you can admonish your leaders in prophecy. You can admonish. You can share what you receive. Like, for instance, right now, if I say, Pastor Ezekiel, in your name, this is what's going to happen. This is going to happen in the next 5 years, in the next 2 years, in the next 3 years. Yeah. If you receive something, the way you will say it your own will be either admonition or, this is what I see. You cannot instruct. Because those gifts, they work with what? Church authority. If you are already a failure in the church, you are not fit. We not even give you a microphone to edify. What I mean by failure is that, of course, if you are just doing your own thing, you shall believe nobody is doing that here. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. And be careful of those that tells you that, yeah, he said, I actually see you are more than this. God is taking you there. You will get there. You are more than this. Ajay, what will you say? You know what he's saying? You are more than this. Huh? More than what? No.
Don't put me in wahala. This is who I am. I am not more than this. You are more than this has led a lot of people out of the place of safety. Say more than, what? What exactly? Am I more than a believer? Am I more than, okay, yeah, I'm here, I'm learning God's word. Am I more than a learner? Tell me, what am I more than? You are more than this. You are,
what is it? We are going to die.
You are going somewhere. You will get there. Where? Where did Jesus say you should go? The things that you have heard of me, commit unto faithful men. What would they do? Teach others to sit and say, we are going. Imagine why you're picking Joshua and saying, oh, Joshua, yeah.
Glory to God. I can see that God is opening new doors. You say, yes. He's opening new doors. The doors will open. In fact, it will be so wide. In fact, you will not be able to contain it. It will be so wide. And say, yeah. You know how he does when he's laughing? He's jumping on his spot. And say, yeah. Be careful. Somebody is telling you to say, oh,
say, sir, this prophecy actually belongs to my pastor. Go and tell him. Go to Abuja. Go and tell him. Ah, so you see me in Canada preaching the gospel?
Awesome. Go and tell him, my pastor. Is that clear, guys?
That means these gifts, they are not to scatter church. Well, you don't know where we came from now.
Excellency, let me see, man. Excellencias. Excellencias. X, which other X we have? Do we have? X, no, leave those ones, amen. Ah. Do you have prophecy at all? Is there any gift there? Amen. I hope that did not enter microphone.
Gifts has been used to scatter a lot of things. This is why people don't have footing. They just run. One ridiculous friend that I love, not friend, young, very far younger, but it's very ridiculous. He tried to learn from Pastor Jeremy. He refused to learn. Tried to learn from me. He refused to learn. Ridiculous. Very ridiculous. Now came one day. He said, somebody just gave me a word now that he's to start a church. I said, awesome. I said, who? Is it Pastor Jola? He said, no. Is it me? Maybe I didn't know. I was sleeping. Say no. Say okay. Is it Pastor Nainka? Say no. Okay. Is it somebody that is something to Pastor Nainka? Say no. Okay. Is it God? Say no. Is it the Holy Ghost? No. Who is it? I met him. He's a pastor too. Is it the one that taught you new question reality or whatever you call it? Say no. Can't you see how you are stupid? The person that taught you did not commission you. You now run to a path of less resistance to seek authentication for ministry. That is, you are looking for the path of least resistance. Like I've told you too, when you receive such words like that, somebody and the word is confusing you, to pray about this is to look for, that is a path of what? Least resistance. You need to get that. That's a bit technical. If you get a word that is supposed to just, Baba, what is happening? I'm not saying you are dependent on I'm not saying you cannot hear God. That's not what I'm saying. Get that right. But in ministry, God gave us men to build us up, to direct us, to lead us, to guide us through. And that man cannot be a man that is flying across. No man that can fly across. The guy is just passing across you on Facebook. Just passing. I just saw you. Just come back. Henry T. Awesome. I see you. Your name is Thor. Yeah. Thor of Thanos. I actually see Thanos bowing down before you. It will happen. It will happen. It will happen in real life. Suddenly, what will happen? Next time you now come to church, you know you. I am more than this. This church, how big is it? Just 5 feet by 6. Me, I am more. At the end of the day, you now become the pastor of the church where? Upstairs. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Brother, help me with the keyboard. Second, 1 Timothy 3:15. So, like I said, when you receive from such people and you don't understand, take it home. Don't pray about it. Take it to your leaders. Stop looking for a path of least resistance. Stop that. Some people, you just don't want to relate with those that have been placed over you. You don't want to go through and look for somebody that will be able to listen to you. That is disorderliness. Like, for instance, in this situation right now, most times I don't want anything I've given you pastors to answer. I don't bother. That's your pastor. Go and ask them. 1 Timothy 3:15. So, how God blesses us in the church is yet orderly. It's yet orderly. 1 Timothy 3:15. Want to go, guys? Yeah. But if I tarry long, thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. See how God blesses us in the church is yet orderly. So, please write this down. So, my duty towards my leaders is to pray for them and to follow them. Not to co-lead. That means to CEO, co-lead. Not to instruct them. My duty towards my leaders is to pray for them and to follow them. Just because it's time to edify, that's not the time to now say you want to flex. Remember this right now. You are saying just edify, and you and Israel is praying. What prophecy? What new thing do you? I'm sorry, this is not pride, but what new thing do you think you want to tell her that you think you have not told her? You seek to receive more. See that word, more. Let me say it again. Also, stand up. Someone, stand up. Now. Have you imagined? Now imagine instructing. No, is it by the Spirit? Try. Do it spiritually. So if you are praying together, where will your mind be? If say it's time to edify, where will your mind be? Huh? You want to run away? And you will think more of what I want to receive, right? I want to be blessed. That means not that, as you say, yes, do your own, I do my own. Thank you. Sit down. Are you getting that? At times, oh God. Now, there's a reason I just singled out prophecy. Because of all the gifts, the most critical and the most important is actually prophecy. If you understand the context of 1 Corinthians 12, 13, 14, very well. Say follow after spiritual things, but that you may what and convict honestly. Yet I show you a more example to and at the end of the day, he spoke about prophecy. Love is for tongues for prophecy, which you have seen before. So, if you are privileged praying with your leader, be more eager to receive, not to show off, not to flex your money. Go to the streets. Go to the streets. Go and look for a first timer. Of course, if you are now given the opportunity to bless your leaders, ensure your utterance still connotes respect. And stick more with information. Just write this down. Stick more with information, not the application. Stick more with the information you receive. That means, you can be praying for me now, you receive something for me. What should you do? Stick more with the what? Information, not the application. But when your leader is talking to you, because of authority, he will not only give you the information. In fact, if it's me, I will not even give you the information at all. What will I just give you? Application. Did you get that? Because it's not... Now, what we are discussing today is not who is correct. It's what is noble. What is for the greater good. What is more... excellent. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. So every charisma in the local church follows order. So that unruly men, so that unruly men will not use the gift of the Spirit against the purpose of the gathering. So that unruly men will not use the gift of the Spirit against the purpose of the gathering. That's why even pastors, please watch it, okay? When you just say two people, edify yourself in church. Watch some people. You see some people together. You know that they are not fit to hold themselves. I'm not joking, please. You are leaders. I have to tell you this. Are you getting me? When you just give that open check, guys, edify yourself. You just see some two people. See, this combination is serious. That's why I always love group. Group like 3, 4. That means at least as one is speaking, if one is non-knowledgeable and that person can judge, it's better for us to just come to the church, read God's word, go home, than to now in the attempt to trigger gifts, to use this to disdain the purpose of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know me best in this place, you know that all I'm saying right now is not for manipulation. It's not to prove supremacy. I'm not interested. Not interested at all. It's to see you in the next 5 years still serving God. In the next 10 years still serving God. 15, 20. Amen, amen. At least, he's so noble. I've met me and my wife, we have met Pastor July together since 2012 right now. Counting 8 years right now. I remember when I was traveling to UK, I told him, the pastor, I'm going to a place where I don't know what's going to happen. Can you just help me? Help me to remain in ministry. And he looked at me. Don't worry. Go. Like, I can't forget that goal that day. The goal didn't just turn to a type of energy. Just go. Amen, amen. And in 10 years' time, we are still here doing God's will. Amen, amen. And so that is why, as I am not open to everything. In fact, of course, I'm not saying you should not be fighting anybody that tries to bless you. But you just download. See, key one, a man that has no church has no duty blessing you that has a church. Even God has a church. Church is Jesus. A man that has no church, he has no business. Any gift that your pastor is not available to your pastor, you know what you do? Go and fast and pray that the gifts will fall on him. You know, if you get that. Amen. Of course, there's no gift that is not available in your man of God. Glory to God. Say, I'm contented. Say, I'm contented. So we can only go far when we operate. Oh, okay, sorry. Take down this statement, then I close. We can only go far not when we operate at the peak of the gifts. We can only go far not when we operate at the peak of the gifts, but when we are at the peak of order in the little we do. We can only go far not when we operate at the peak of the gifts, but when we are at the peak of order in the little or much that we do. Exactly, guys. So today, one of the things you'll be joyful about is the joy of having a good leader in Christ. I know Christ died for us. Glory. Was buried in glory, but that he gave you men that will sacrifice, that will go far and wide, that will leave their comfort zone to see you do fine, is worthy of celebration. Christ died for you, but a man brought it to you. How shall they hear without a preacher? So today we're going to start supernatural journey. We'll still continue it on it tomorrow. So as you are rejoicing today, in your heart, see yourself valuing men that God placed over you. That's how you will go far. I need to be this place that they must not hear that I'm not happy. They must not hear. They are not even the pastors. These ones, they have punished them. They had this added already. I'm tired of them. Amen, amen. It's like you need that. You still glorify your name, yeah, the Lord. Make us feel us in your hands, oh Lord.
Anointed. And full. Let us.
Us always be so. Give us the grace to be used to build up your church, used to glorify
your name, yes, O Lord.
The old song that I sing, redeem this. Yes, I know those give us grace, you do somehow. But get the points. Say, anointed and useful, full of good works, full of order, full of love. Like I said, you know, there are some people that cannot listen to a lady in ministry. You know, such people they cannot stay. They can. How many weeks can they survive in this church? One. Because first time, he said, we undo you. He will drill you, soak you for 2 hours over one question. You know, very funny. Vivian was singing yesterday. Because I'm a son of God, how did she put it again? Funny enough, I was somewhere and in the place I have Muslims with me. There, I just played it. I was playing the left song. The song just like almost took the guy off. Well, what is this again now? It's like a lady be saying I'm a son of God. I'm not joking. Very last night. This one is lady now. How can you say you are a son of God? Hallelujah. See understanding. Hallelujah. Praise God. So when you hear that, you are joyful about it, right? How much more when you the joy of who taught you that? Praise God. Hallelujah. Say same honor you give to Christ, we replicate in the man he has placed over us. Be on your feet. Thank you. Of your church, use to glorify your name. Yes, O Lord. Come.
Make us feel us in your house, O Lord. Anointed, useful, and full.
Jesus. Anna must have got a lot. Cuts to work and take a beast to give it around. I don't know how I'm going to do it, eh? Because after this, now we'll be going to some songs. Before pastor comes up. But straight away, I want you to show honor for your pastor. Not me, I mean, pastor.
You still glorify
your name.
Responding to God? Are you forgetting to respond to God? I said something clearly. I said, I don't know how. That prayers. I want you to show honor to your pastor.
And full of good work. Let us always be.
We are actually very serious, okay? All your leaders. All your leaders.
Yes, O
Lord. All your leaders. all your leaders. Stand up, go.